IT service for mid-sized companies.
Joseph Bigani and Jordan Williams on the headless. Your number two, Josie, to you. Key Truda, the minister, met with those patients with a signed petition, 11,000 today, wanting funding. Yes or no, Josie?
You've got to let PharmAct make the decisions. That's the whole point of the model, is that you and I and politicians, including Andrew Little and Jonathan Coleman, although he's a doctor, that we can't say, based on evidence and based on clinical research, where the best place to put that health dollar is, because you can't spend a health dollar twice. So the fact that politicians will get involved in this just tells you that you've got to let the scientists, the clinicians, do their job. Because even if they had more money, Larry, PharmAct is saying that they wouldn't fund Keytruda next. It wouldn't be their most effective use of that dollar. So they might say, I mean, you could hypothetically say that you're better to spend the money giving everybody free sunblock if you really want to do something about skin cancer. Now, that stuff's really hard for people to hear if they've got somebody in their family or it's them who are suffering from advanced melanoma. But the beauty of PharmAct, the point of PharmAct, is that it's trying to get the best value for our money, and they don't have the evidence yet.
And unfortunately, because of the amount of money that's in the pot, they don't get the best drugs here. Jordan, anyway, what do you make of this? That's got to be independent, does it, PharmAct?
Yes, it does. And, of course, Josie's absolutely right. It's something that the Taxpayers Union have criticised both National and Labor for, the politicisation of what should be an independent, medically based process. And what both, and this is, as I say, this is both the major parties, by entertaining these sorts of political campaigns, have now created an enormous incentive for the drug companies to next time the new drug comes along. Now, the Prime Minister said today that you know, hinting that there's going to be an increase in the budget for PharmAct, and that Keytruda will be funded and at the top of the list. That's not how decisions should be made.
No,
it's
exactly
got to be done,
Jordan,
on a rational cost. And these are hard decisions, of course. And I mean, I look at the horrendous stories that have been reported the last few days about people talking about life and death. And I can't help but think of, I mean, we're talking about it at the office, that this is why we do what we do at the Taxpayers Union, that every money wasted on MB television screens or the
corporate welfare,
is one less dollar for actually for life and death.
If you Google melanoma now in New Zealand, sitting on a computer at New Zealand, you Google melanoma, what comes up is the Merck sharpened on page for Keytruda. So that tells me there's a massive
lobbying, and I see that Labour leader Andrew Little had a meeting with the drug company who distributes Keytruda, but he says it was over TPP and they didn't talk about Keytruda.
Well, that was silly, because he's now set himself up to be shot himself in the foot, because by taking an unprincipled position and trying to undermine the independence of PharmAct, just as National Party did with Herceptin, and Labor were right to stand up to that, now he's gone and backtracked on that. But one thing you just said, Larry, that I think is important to get right, you say that PharmAct buy 1970s drugs.
Yep. No, I don't say that. Cancer specialists say that.
Yeah, but what they're buying is paracetamol rather than Panadol. They're buying the generic drugs, and paracetamol is a 1970s drug too. There's no difference in our health outcomes compared to other countries. That's the key thing.
Well, you know,
we're not spending as much as Ireland.
The obvious thing is, when we're comparing ourselves to what drugs we buy compared to Australia or Britain, is that
the
inconvenient truth is that we're poorer. And that's, I mean, that is the, I see this as the human face of what, you know, of having slower economic growth actually means. It means we can't afford some of these drugs. But let's go back to this meeting. You know, the Labor Party over the last few years criticised the Minister of Justice for meeting with the alcohol industry when they were regulating alcohol. Well, here you have now Andrew Little dining with the very executives that are behind this Keytruda campaign only a few months before Labor's position on this. And this is far worse. And this is, it is nearly a resignable, it is so hypocritical of Andrew Little to have taken that meeting, dined with them, when they are a party that constantly criticise ministers for meeting with affected industries. This is far worse because it's a decision that politicians should be out of.
It's indefensible, and it's complete contradiction to the position that Labor took under Helen Clark. I mean, it's like they're not only barking at every passing car, they're barking at their own cars now.
Josie, thank you. Good to talk to you. That is Josie Bigani and Jordan Williams, News Talk ZB. It is now 7:26.